Welcome to the Leadership Team with Roger Weiland on ESPN Radio, because business is a sport.
Hey, Roger Weiland in studio with Lamar Sofranco, law partner, Nick Ivanovich III. Nick, welcome. Good to see you.
Roger, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. And I like the PA connections. You know a lot about Pennsylvania. Western PA, nothing better. All right, let me ask you, let's start with this. What is your greatest source of optimism about the future of your firm?
You know, for me, I just made partner as of the beginning of this year, and I'm really excited about that. That's a goal I had since I joined the firm in 2017, and it's the most optimistic I've been, despite, you know, I love everything I do there, but now I've got a little heavier hand in it. I love it.
How did you start your career in law?
Well, I started my career originally as a prosecutor up in Clinton County, New York. I got into law because I was actually into computers, and I was wondering, kind of liked what my bosses were doing. I wasn't sure if I wanted like a master's or if I wanted to go to law school. I talked to my uncle who was a lawyer, and the rest was history.
We had a nice visit with George and Andrew. How did you meet those two? What's the background there?
We actually have a mutual friend up in Plattsburgh where I was working at the time. He had worked with Andy for a long time, and I met when Andy came up for a few cases. When they knew I was interested in potentially changing trajectories of my career, I gave them a call, and it was a great conversation.
How do you think you'll contribute to the growth and the success of Lamar Sofranco?
I think, number one, it's being a good lawyer, being a zealous advocate for our clients. I think that's the most important thing that I can do from there. And then it's all about, collaborating with George and Andy about the growth of the firm itself.
When you talk about philosophy and client relationships, what comes to mind?
I think it's funny because as a lawyer, you're a trained talker. But we do.
Yeah.
What I have found in my career is the number one thing is you got to separate them. You got to be a good listener, because there is never the same case. I don't care if I have 10 clients charged with the same thing. They're all different. And so you got to listen to what they in particular need.
You come across to me as a regular guy, which I would think would be important when you're with a client.
I think that's right. I try to, make myself as, approachable as possible. Not because I really don't think I'm like particularly extra special in the sense that like, I know everything. But I do think that, I can provide expertise in an area that they don't have. So I do like to speak to them in a way that I think makes them understand their own circumstances better.
Nick, how does the firm support professional development and growth for its partners?
I think that's a question that I'm going to be trying to answer along this next year. As I said, I'm the first new partner to the firm since George and Andy started it years ago. So, I'm very interested in working with them on professional growth I think would be helpful for not only me, but for the firm in general, identifying goals, strengths, and things you can work on.
When speaking with them a few weeks ago, community came up an awful lot. I know what they do outside of what they do. They are big in the community. So I'll ask you, will you contribute in building the firm's relationship with Albany, with the community?
Absolutely committed to that. Even in my previous line of work, we did a lot of giving back to the community. That was a big part of that. And I talked about that a lot when I even started with George and Andy here at Lamar Sofranco. We do a lot. I remember during the pandemic, we were doing a lot of giveaways, and that has continued even moving forward since we've been out. So I'm absolutely committed in any way we can to not just helping the firm, but helping every place that we touch.
Nick, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully what George and Andy are doing. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be in a supervisory attorney role and hopefully still getting into court like I love being.
One final question. What gives you the greatest sense of personal reward in the line of work that you do?
I think it's happy families and clients directly. There are many cases that I've worked that I felt I got a great outcome. When you look at a family, or when you look at a client after a case and they shake your hand, put their hand on your back, it's the best feeling.
Yeah. So when with the way you're coming in here in year one, you also bring experience to the table outside of the capital region.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say that I was kind of a New York plant, because being from Western Pennsylvania my whole life, but my whole education's been New York. Went to Rochester, RIT, went to Syracuse Law, and then got a job immediately in the North Country, Clinton County, where I was for 7 years. We have a lot of North Country clients, Sometimes it can be harder to find attorneys that have not just the experience in law, but also the knowledge of the players at the various places up there. One of our off-council attorneys, Matt Favreau, was actually how I got recommended and started with this firm. And I love getting up to the North Country and helping out any client that needs us up there.
How's the fit been so far for you?
Out at the firm?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been fantastic.
Because I know sometimes you start a new job and you hope, okay, I hope this is exactly what I thought it was going to be. How's the fit been?
It's been perfect. I know that, as I mentioned, Matt Favreau, he's a very trusted attorney up there and with me. And he said, I think you should talk to these guys. I take that for a lot of value. And then in meeting with Andy and George, came down on a weekend once. We just spent a ton of time in the conference room talking about how we view law, how we view clients, how we view life. And it just seemed like a wonderful.
Are your goals in line with their goals?
Complete, both in life, I think, and in practice. I think in practice, it's making sure that you're fighting as hard as you can for your clients and being creative in that. Any lawyer can cite a statute. It takes a creative lawyer to have a outside-the-box approach based on a lot of years' experience and seeing ways to get to the end of the road that may not have been expected by other lawyers.
The Leadership Team with Roger Weiland on ESPN Radio, because business is a sport.